This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The U.S. Supreme Court won't hear a case brought by abortion doctors trying to escape having mandatory hospital admitting privileges. Refusal of the appeal can be interpreted as meaning the High Court found such state regulation medically reasonable for health and safety. As legislators in Ireland prepare to decriminalize abortion after the Constitution was changed last week, Catholic Bishop Kevin Doran says Catholics who favored abortion in their vote Friday committed sin and should consider repenting and confessing the sin of supporting abortion as a form of supporting elective homicide. Bishop Doran said he anticipated criticism from cultural Catholics, but was immediately criticized by one Irish priest who rationalized emerging cultures and republics with support for abortion, with no mention of contributions to the decline of cultures and republics. This is Life News Radio. News at Life News Radio should make you think, and often it should make you think about calling your elected officials in Washington, D.C. So remember this phone number, 202-224-3121. Let your senators, your representatives, hear from you. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. Dr. Michael New continues digging into the facts and figures of healthcare funding. New points out that the $60 million recently cut from Planned Parenthood's measly 600 locations will now go to 9,000 more geographically dispersed clinic locations that generally provide more services than Planned Parenthood. He also shows that abortion rates historically follow the rate of tax funding to abortion providers. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.